أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق والحق، والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره المقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. يلبسون من سندس واستبرق متقابلين. الله تبارك وتعالى is telling us what is the reward of those that believed in the Quran, of those that believe in Allah, of those that are not playing with the Quran, of those that are not in doubt of the Quran. Innal muttaqina fi maqamin amin fi jannatin wa uyun. Then Allah is telling us now, even when they are in the paradise, they are in the gardens with springs. Yalbathuna min sundusin wastabraqin mutaqabilin. They will not just be there, they will be wearing apparels, dresses. Sundusin. Sundus is a silk that is very light and soft. Wa istabrakin. And istabrakin is silk like brocade that is thick, and there is a work or an embellishment on it. Just like the people want it in this world, and some of them cannot have it, they are allowed to give it to them. They have jannatin wa uyun. They have all the foods they want, they have all the drinks they want, and they're wearing the best they want. Mutaqabilin, they will be facing each other. In paradise, you will not be able to see the back of a person. Anytime you want to talk to a person, you will find yourself always facing him. Not that you are looking at his back, which means he has your attention, you have his attention. One of the things that we should notice is that in this world, the best things that people like, they are taken from things that are not very glorious to look at. Silk in this world is taken from worms. It's made from worms. Worms that you know is first discovered in China and is spread all over the world. The next thing that people like so much is honey. Honey is what, from what? From flies. It's from fly. Bee is a fly. If you go to the best perfume that is known, that is musk. It's taken from musk deer. It's from an animal. During their mating period, there is something in the gullet that has very strong perfume. It is taken, and it's from there that the musk perfume is extracted. And if you go to what human beings go to prison for, enjoy for, women are killed for, is to go and have commit zina. I said earlier, he said, zina is what? Is urine to urine. So the most important things that we take so important in this world, look at their source. But in the hereafter, their source will be pure. So may Allah grant it to us. كذلك وزوجناهم بحور عين. In paradise, after they have gotten what they are eating, what they are drinking, they are on very good apparels. The best, the way they wish it to be is the way it is. It is silk, brocade. They are there. It doesn't stop there. وزوجناهم بحور عين. Allah will give them spouses that are beautiful, with large eyeballs, fair as you can see them, beautiful as you can see them. Allah will grant all this to them. Because when a person is in this world, the sign that he shows you that he has arrived and that he's rich is you see his dress will change, his food will change, his drink will change. You go forward, you find out some of them will add more wives to the wives they had before. All this is what we see in this world. In the hereafter, Allah will give it to all those that believe in Allah, believe in the message of Allah, and as among those that fear Allah.
يدعون فيها بكل فاكهة آمنين.
يدعون فيها بكل فاكهة آمنين. There, whatever they want, بكل فاكهة يدعون. For every kind of fruit that they want, they will, as they are thinking about it, they are stretching their hand, they are seeing the fruits coming to them. آمنين. And in all, they are secured in safety. They are not afraid. If you want to be happy in the hereafter, to be secured in the hereafter, you have to seek it right from this world. That's what Allah said. Allah inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. The saintly ones of Allah, they are secured. They have no fear at anywhere they are. And they are never sad. Why? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّكُونَ. Because they have belief in Allah. And when you have belief in Allah, anywhere you are, you have no fear. Whatever, even if you are in front of the wall, at any moment you can die, you are waiting for it. Why? Because you know you believe in Allah, you are standing for Allah. And as long as you are contemplating on what Allah asks you to contemplate, you find out that the happiness in that is beyond measures. That's why يَدْعُونَ فِيهَا بِكُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ آمِنِينَ. Not like in the world, you find some people, they have all these things. They have good garden, orchards in their houses, beautiful wives in their houses, beautiful clothes in their houses. They have even jewelries for their wives to wear. The wives cannot wear it except you have a bodyguard that will follow her wherever she is going. Because it can be stolen from her. He himself, he has to put burglar proof, surround the house with security everywhere, just because he has all these things. Go to the village, somebody who doesn't have any of these things, does he have any bodyguard? Does he have any security? No. But in this world, if a person is very rich, one of the things he first do is he wants to go to a location where the security is better than where he is now. Because he's afraid if people see him with big cars, with fine dresses, with beautiful wives, with eating good food, he can be attacked. And hereafter is not like that. يَدْعُونَ فِيهَا بِكُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ آمِنِينَ. They are in complete safety where they are. If they want to see even those in hell, they will see those in hell. Those in hell will even be asking, "Afidu alayna min al-ma'i amma razaqakumullah." Why don't you give us some of the things you are drinking, or some of the food? But they cannot get to where they are. That's how the hereafter is. May Allah make us to be among the inheritors.
لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا الْمَوْتَ إِلَّا الْمَوْتَةَ الْأُولَى وَوَقَاهُمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ.
لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا الْمَوْتَ. There, the pain, that the biggest pain that any person will go through in this world is the pain of death. The women, when they are giving birth, they go through pain. Everybody, when he's going to die, there is the pain of death. That pain, nobody wants to go through it again. Here, Allah is telling us, لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا الْمَوْتَ. When you enter paradise, you will never taste death again. Because death and life were created. This life you are seeing was created. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. Allah created death and he created life, so that death is used to switch off life. Life is used to switch on, to switch off death. On the day of judgment, the world will be brought When the world is brought, all that deceives people in this world, he will come like an elderly woman, very old, haggard looking. Nobody will like his look. All this world that everybody is rushing for now, I want this, I want that, I want that. And exactly even in this world, when a person is just about to die, he's sick and he's seeing death, that's how the world will look at, that's how he will look at the world. No matter how much money he has, he despises that money at that moment. No matter what he has in this world, he despises all that his interest is in, how is he meeting with his Lord. It's at that moment that he will wish for just a minute to come back to the world to say, La ilaha illallah, or to make zikr, or to do good work, not to come and abuse people that people are busy doing now. So in this world, it's like that. In the hereafter, that the world that is so deceptive will be brought and slaughtered. Then death itself is like a ram, and to be brought to and slaughtered. There will be no death after that. La zukuna fiha al-mauta illa al-mautatat ule wa akihim azab al-jahim. And not only that, this punishment of jahim, of hell, that people are already inside, Allah will tell them, you will never enter it. It's not like when Adam entered paradise and he came out. You never come out. Khalidina fiha abadan. La yabguna anha hiwala. They are there permanently. They will never wish for any moment for anywhere else. And everything is changing every second, that the happiness is changing and is continuous. Fadlan min rabbik, zalika huwal fawzul azim. Fadlan min rabbik. All this is not that because of your work, the work you have done. Fadlan is bounty from Allah, free. Min rabbik, from your Lord that has been training you, that has nurtured you and knew whether you took your lesson seriously or you did not take it seriously. Fadlan min rabbik, bounty from Allah. Zalika, that, which means it's far away from you now. Huwal fawzul azim. That is the achievement that is ultimate. Whatever you achieve in this world is not an achievement. The ultimate achievement is to enter paradise. And the Prophet ﷺ, one day, as he was saying and giving this kind of verses, he was telling people that nobody will enter paradise because of his work. They said, not even you, O Prophet. He said, not even me, except the bounties and the favors of Allah covers me. Illa an yatagab madani Allahu birahmatihi, except the mercy of Allah covers me. Which means your work cannot make you to enter paradise. And the way you will know is that some of your work, if you see it, you will ask whether you don't deserve to be punished for doing the work. Look at salah that we do. You went for salah, you are in front of Allah, you say Allahu Akbar. Allah wants your mind. You only give Allah your body. You gave your mind to something else. You gave your mind to what you truly love. Which means you are standing before God telling him lies that you love him and you didn't love him. Telling him that you subject yourself to him. You submit to him, you didn't submit to him. How many of us can say Allahu Akbar at the beginning of Salah and his mind will continuously be in Salah up to the end? How many of us believe in Qadr, that whatever Allah has destined is what Allah has destined for me. Let me accept it and be happy with it. Immediately you find something that does not please you, your mind is full of regrets, it's full of problems. Immediately you see something that you are very happy about, your mind is full of it. When you come to Salah, those are the things you are thinking about. You are thinking about the happiness you want, you are thinking about the regrets that met you. You don't even, you forget about Allah. Sometimes you will forget what you recite. You ask a lot of people, just now you said Salah, what did you recite in the surah was recited? He has forgotten. That's why Allah is saying here, Fadlan min rabbik. If it's because of your work, nobody will enter paradise. The Prophet said, not even himself, but because of the mercy of Allah that will cover us, because we believe in Allah and we know our shortcomings and we are asking Allah to forgive us because of our shortcomings. Zalika huwal fawzul azim. Are you looking for an achievement? The ultimate achievement is for you to enter paradise. May Allah make us to enter paradise.
فإنما يسرناه بلساننا لعلهم يتذكرون.
فإنما يسرناه بلسانك لعلهم يتذكرون. الله تبارك وتعالى is now telling the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, oh Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, فإنما يسرناه بلسانك. If it is not that I did this for you, it could not have been easy. What is it? We made this Quran to be easy by your tongue. لعلهم يتذكرون, so that they will be able to remember it, to be remembering Allah, to be remembering Quran, to be remembering you. Here, whenever the Quran is being revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyid Aisha said, on a very cold day, you will see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, immediately the Quran comes to him, you will not make mistake, you will know it. You will see him seized, and perspiration will come to him. Everywhere is cold, but he'll be perspiring, seriously. If he's on top of a camel, you see the camel will feel so much weight that camel itself start coming down immediately. You'll be hearing the bone of the camel kr, kr, just coming down. That's how he'll stay. The Prophet said that particular type of revelation when it comes to him is very difficult for him. And Allah is telling us, said, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. If this Quran was to be revealed onto a mountain, you will see the mountain shaking, breaking into pieces out of fear of Allah. So this Quran was not revealed to us directly because we cannot carry it. If the whole world was put together and the Quran was revealed to all of them together, they cannot carry it. So Allah selected the person who can carry it, that was the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he carried it. And it came out of his tongue, easy, sweet. There is nothing that is easy to remember, easy to memorize in this world like the Quran. There is nothing that the language comes easy and handy for you to understand like the Quran. That's why you find out that a person may be in the school learning how to pray, Ahladi, for example, Ashmawi, he is finding it difficult to understand it, but he understands the Quran. Because the Quran is written by Allah. And it came through the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Azizun Alayhima Anitum, he, by his nature, he doesn't even want any person that is following him to suffer. He doesn't want the whole world to suffer. Harisun Alaykum, and he is longing that everybody should be saved. So here, Allah has said in another place, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ. I have indeed made Quran very easy to be remembered. Who will hasten? Who will hasten to do it? Everybody should try to memorize something of Quran. If you can memorize all, memorize something of it. Like I used to say, the minimum, if you come to the university as a Muslim, try to memorize between Amma up to Nas. Those that know should have a small place teaching those that don't know. Don't be teaching hatred between Muslims. That's not what you're here to teach. Teach people Quran. Leave them to understand what they understand from Allah, not you. Because Quran has been made easy for anybody to read. As you are seeing now, do you see anywhere that Allah is criticizing people? If you believe in Allah, you believe in Allah. So, فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَا بِلِسَانِكَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah said, we made it easy. You will never see a book in this world that is up to 700 pages and a child of 7 years will memorize. You have children up to 7 years, they memorize Quran. Because it's from the one that created them. So Quran has been made easy. In another place, Allah said, Little Bashira bihi, mu'minin what unzira bihi kawman lubda. Little Bashira bihi mutakin what unzira bihi kawman lubda. I've made it, فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ. I made it easy by your tongue so that you can use it to give good news to those that are in certainty and then warn those that are denying it. Quran is indeed made easy. If you read the Quran, you find even the translation coming to you is very easy. It's not like any other book.
And this ulamas have said, if you want to know an alim to become, take his reading. You find that he says something very complicated, but you find it easy to understand. But when somebody is trying to explain things to you and it's difficult for you to understand, which means he doesn't know how to explain it. This Quran was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Quran, let know this, is the word of Allah. It has no beginning, it has no end. It has no outwardness, it has no inwardness. The revelation comes as revelation. Is the Prophet, as he expresses the Quran, it comes out of his tongue, and you see the letters coming out. And despite the fact that the Quran has a simple, plain meaning, it also has a deep meaning that you can never finish, you know, expounding until you leave the line. It's enough for you to know the Prophet is to study the Quran. If he's still alive, he'll still be studying the Quran. And the Quran itself is saying, say, لَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٌ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفْدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. If all that you find in the world of trees were made into pen, writing pen, and all the seas were made into ink, support it with seven more seas, say, all will finish, and the explanation of this Quran will not finish. So which one do you know? When you see somebody telling you this, what you understand by Quran, leave him with Allah. Except what he's saying is direct haram, that Quran says is haram. If not, leave him alone. So Allah is telling the Prophet, if it's not because of you, how would this people have taken the Quran? Instead of them to understand it, they are denying it. Balhum fi shakkin yal abu.
فَاخْتَصِمْ إِنَّهُمْ مُرْتَكِبُونَ
فَارْتَكِبْ إِنَّهُمْ مُرْتَكِبُونَ. Just like the Quran started, فَارْتَكِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِي السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ. فَارْتَكِبْ, O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, wait and watch them. See their end. إِنَّهُمْ مُرْتَكِبُونَ. They too, they are watching to see your end. Just like you are hoping and praying that they will believe in Allah so that they can become pious and enter paradise, they are watching that when will they be able to destroy you. But wait and see who Allah will destroy and who will end up when. This brings us to the end of this surah. This surah, from beginning, is telling us that this Quran that is in front of us is a blessed Quran. It was revealed in a blessed night. And that the prophet that brought it, listening to it, we should believe in it. If we are in doubt of anything, we should put our time to study it. Not that when we are in doubt, we take it as an object of play. And we don't say anything about Quran except what the Quran says. And you don't bring anything to compare to the Quran. Whoever Quran has not condemned, don't condemn that person. Whatever Quran has not made halal, don't say it's halal. Whatever Quran has not made haram, don't say it's haram. If you are to meet somebody eating something, you don't know what it is, and he calls you a name that is not in the Quran, leave him alone and go away. Until you are content, you have knowledge of what it is. Let us all believe in the Quran, study the Quran, let it be our companion, and try to memorize as much as we can of it, and try to always recite it. In the hereafter, if we do that, it will also be our companion. May Allah make Quran to be our continuous companion.
Amen. الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم.
سورة جاثية مكية وهي 36 آية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هيميم تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. We are entering another surah and starting is called Jasiya, that is to prostrate and fall down on the ground on the knees, to come down on the knees on the ground. It has 36 verses. It was revealed to the Prophet in Mecca. Anytime something is revealed to the Prophet of the Quran, and he starts with Bismillah Rahman Rahim, he knows that this is the beginning of another chapter. So this is a chapter. Like we said, the chapters of Hamim are seven. All of them were revealed in the chronological order as they are now. They are not like other surahs that the Prophet said, this surah, this is the name, put it in such and such a place. These ones, they were revealed as they were in this chronology, and they followed one another like this, seven of them. This is the sixth of this chronology. Surah Al-Ghafir was the first one of them. Then you have Fussilat. You have Shure. You have Zuhruf. Then you have Dukhan. You now have Surah Al-Jasiyah. That's how they come. Here, Allah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, ar-Rahman, the generally merciful, ar-Rahim, the especially merciful. When you say ar-Rahman, wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay'in, out of rahmah of Allah, whether you worship Allah, you don't worship Allah, Allah will give you the air to inhale. Allah will give you the water to drink. Allah will give you the food to eat. Allah will give you the dresses to wear. He will give you respite until you can understand that you are created by somebody. Because the animal knows that he's created, that he's owned by somebody. The human being should know that he's created. But when you are before Allah and you make mistake, you go to Allah making tawbah, then Allah will bring his special mercy and adorn you with it again, which is another mercy after this, the general mercy. When you excel, then Allah will also give you another mercy. So Allah here is talking of his might, and those that are seeking for the might of Allah are those that want to excel. That's what Allah said. Hamim ha is a letter in of alphabet, the Arabic alphabet. Mim is another letter. These two letters, the best meaning is that Allah knows the meaning as he wish it to be known. Allah alam bi muradihi bi zalik. What Allah wish by it, he knows best. If you are left and the Prophet ﷺ did not recite the Quran to us, people would have called this place Hamma or Hammu. But the Prophet pronounces Ha-Mim. So people now know it is just letters. But these letters have so much meaning that nobody knows. It's as if it's a secret, hidden. Tanzilul Kitabi min Allah al-Aziz al-Hakim. Ha-Mim is a book. Tanzilul Kitabi, or this Quran, is a book that is from Allah, Al-Azizu, the one that is ultimate in might, Al-Hakim, the one that is ultimate in wisdom. Allah in the Quran is saying, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. I swear with what you see and what you don't see, because things are always like that. There are things known to you, there are things unknown to you. Hamim is unknown to all of us. If you know the meaning that occurs to you, as long as it does not contradict the Quran, that is it. If you don't know it, that is it. But Tanzilul Kitab min Allah al-Aziz al-Hakim, this one is known to us, that Allah is saying it's a revelation of the book from Allah that is mighty, ultimate in might, Hakim, that is ultimate in wisdom. When you say Tanzilu, it means it's coming down like that. But like we said before, we know this Quran. Innahu fi ummil kitab ladayna la'aliyun hakim. We know that it is taken from a set of message of Allah where the Quran itself is a mother book. Then we also know that it was sent to Bayt al-Izza before finally it was revealed to the Prophet when he became 40 years old exactly. So, min Allahi is from Allah. Al-Azizu, we said, the ultimate in might. Al-Hakimu, the ultimate in wisdom. Which means Allah, despite his might, he uses it with wisdom. Look at his creation. But we human beings, immediately you are strong, what happens? You use your might without wisdom. Whoever does not believe in you, you catch him, put him in prison. Whoever criticizes you, you do whatever. Allah is not like that. He gives you respite. That's why our leaders should know that the ultimate in might is Allah. But he is full of wisdom. They too should learn wisdom from Quran.
Inna fi samawati wal ardi la ayatin lil mu'minin.
Inna fi samawati wal ardi la ayatin lil mu'minin. Allah is now telling us that inna fi samawati, for sure, in the firmament, in the heaven, inna fi samawati wal ard, these heavens, in all of them, wal ard, and on in the earth, la ayatin, are marvelous signs, marvelous miracles, marvelous things to look at. Lil mu'minin, for those who believe. For those who believe. He didn't say inna samawati wal ardi la ayat. No, inna fi samawati. In them, which means if you look at the firmament, there are things that the firmament contain. Some you see, some you don't see. First of all, he said seven heavens. The heavens, there are seven. Like in another place, Allah has said it. And here he said inna fi samawati. In all of them, the one that is covering us is the only one we are seeing. Well, ardi, and we are on the earth. The ayat are marvelous. And when you say ayat, something that is marvelous, is astonishing, it takes your attention. People normally want to see miracle. But most miracle that you see, it doesn't last long. But Allah brings us this Quran that the miracle will last beyond this world. And he gave us the world that has miracle that will last as long as the world remains. Which one should we worry about? Lahu ayatun tabqa madad dahri ba'dama talasha siwaha ayna zalmanni wassalwa. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyasi said the Prophet lahu ayatun tabqa, he has signs, he has, that was given to him that will remain forever after every other one has disappeared away. Tell me the one that brought manna and salwa, where is manna and salwa today for us to see? The staff of Moses, where is it today? Allah is telling us, in this firmament, the one that we can easily see, look at the sun, look at the moon, look at the stars. It's very important for all of us to try to understand this. But Allah started by saying, "Is these signs are there for those that believe." When you believe, what do?
وَفِي خَلْقِكُمْ وَمَا يَبُثُّ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ آيَاتٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ.
وَفِي خَلْقِكُمْ وَمَا يَبُثُّ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ آيَاتٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ. If you believe in something, then you go for it. You believe a miracle, you want miracle, go for the miracle that is there, you are saying continuously. That's what Allah said now. وَفِي خَلْقِكُمْ. Don't you see an inside your own creation? وَيَبُثُ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. And what Allah has spread on earth of animals that are crawling or walking or whatever it is.
The ayatun are also plenty of astonishing signs, marvelous signs, lil mukinin, for those who are certain. So if you believe that inna fis samawati wal ardi la ayatin lil mu'minin, if you believe that on the earth, in the earth, in the heaven that you are seeing, there are signs, you will go. One of the first things that you see is you yourself. Look at the way you are created. We mentioned here the other day, your own creation should make you to be afraid of even you yourself. You came to the world. Your mother brought you to the, just you saw your mother deliver you. You didn't select your mother. You didn't select your father. You didn't select your tribe. You didn't select the country you are coming in. Even your shape, the way you are, you didn't select it. Allah selected all and gave it to you. Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'an wa ja'ala lakum as-sam'a wal absara wal afida la'allakum tashkurun. Allah, he gave you your hearing, your sight, your mind. You see them developing gently. First of all, out of over 100 million cells that were supposed to be alive, all died except your own cell alone. This is enough for you to know that you have no capacity of bringing yourself to the world except divine mercy of Allah. And then it was ordinary sperm that one of the over 100 million cells was able to fertilize the egg of your mother, stayed there as blood. From the blood, it become like a lump of flesh. From the sperm to the blood to the lump of flesh, all the organs are developed. It stayed there. You did not know anything. You came out crying because you can hear. You want people to hear you. But you are not seeing yet. Later on, you start seeing. But your ears sharp, listening to everything. Gave you a mother and a father to direct you how life should be. They are the ones to tell you, this one is food, this one is poison, this one is water to drink, this is the way to go, this is not the way to go. Allah did not leave you to find all those things for yourself. Why today do you believe Allah that sent the prophet to you? You shouldn't just follow the prophet. If you are not seeing the prophet, there are people today who are just behind the prophet. Find them, they are there. Follow them. If you say you want to go and be reading until you find for yourself the truth, you may not find the truth. And you may find it with difficulty. Or you might be gone astray. Because whenever you see anybody reading, he is an ignorant person. And the person who wrote for him to read is more intelligent than him. That's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he never read in front of anybody. He only read from Allah. But Allah told him, Iqra, read. Which means, and this is a command. It's a command. Since it's a command, which means the Prophet that was asked to read, he read. What did he read? The writings of Allah. The creations of Allah, inna fis samawati wal ardi la ayatin lil mu'minin. These marvelous signs, these marvelous miracles that are continuous, the Prophet was reading all of them. Wa fi khalqikum, and in your own creation, you, your brother, your community, look at how all of you are the same thing. You go and say, this tribe, they are the Hausas. This tribe, they are the Fulanis. This ones, they are the Kanuris. This ones, they are the Yorubas. They, each tribe look alike. Yet, if you go inside the tribe, each person is different. You go to another tribe, you find the Chinese, they all look alike. Stay with them for some time, you find each of them too, they have their tribes, and each tribe within their country is different. You find out that finally, you, there is nobody like you from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. Only you are like that, because Allah is one. That oneness is shown even in you. And this, your body, produces not less than 3.8 million cells every second. Every second. And most of the cells that are produced is red blood corpuscles. And where are they produced? Inside the marrow of your bone. The bone is sealed, yet is able to get in all the fluid that it requires through the holes that you don't see, and inside the marrow, these blood cells are made. And immediately they are dying, they are replaced, so that you are refreshed all the time. That's why you find sometimes the doctors used to advise, once in a while, go and donate blood so that you can be refreshed. For the women, once in a month, they have menstrual periods so that they are refreshed. And when they give birth, they lose blood and they are more refreshed. All this, there's no mistake in Allah's work. And each of Allah's work, each of the stage of the human being is perfection of his own. Each one is perfection. As a young person, your brain is not yet developed, but your hearing is perfect. Your sight is still developing. Then, but your body is beautiful, strong, growing. It will grow up to an optimum when you get to the age of about 18, 19. Then the strength in it will start developing. Your hearing will continue to develop. Your sight will develop faster now. What you think you knew when you were at the age of 18, when you see, you now find out that when you see them differently. Going like that until you come to a stage at the age of 40, like we'll see in the next surah, you have come to your ultimate. From then on, you don't need your body again. Allah will be taking your body away. You don't need it. What you need now is your sight. Continue forward. By the time you get to 50, 60, your sight is not the most important thing now. What is important now is your mind. So these ones will give away so that your mind can be stronger than both your sight and your hearing. For a child, his hearing is stronger than his sight and his mind. For an elderly person, his mind is stronger than his sight and his hearing. All these are part of the excellence of Allah, because you are created for a purpose. To attain that purpose, you need it to be like that. By the time you are leaving this world, it's your mind that Allah requires. The first thing here is Iman. The second thing here, Likawmin Yuqinun, is for those that are certain. Certainty. For you to be certain, which means you have looked at something. You looked at it again. You looked at. Allah said, "Yan kalibu ilayka al-basar khasiyan wa huwa khasir." You look at the heaven. Kayfa banaynaha wa zayyanaha wa ma laha min futur. You see, you don't see any break. You look at it again, it's like that. The following day, you look at it, it's like that. Then you are now certain, yes, it is like that. Itqan is by going through something regularly. If you read the Quran regularly, you come to see the Quran, every verse, you come to know how it is, and you are certain. But there's still something higher than that, like Allah is going to tell us. So let us all try. Allah is the one saying, "Inna fis samawati wal ardi ayatin lil mu'minin." Let's believe in it. When we come out, look at it. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whenever he wakes up in the morning and he comes out to the courtyard, the first thing he does is to take his chewing stick by his bed and start cleaning his teeth. If there's one thing the Prophet does more often than any other thing, is cleaning his teeth with chewing stick, maybe more than 20 times a day. Because sometimes he said, "I used to chew stick and fear that my teeth will fall off." Because he's always in the company of the angels and he doesn't want anything to come out that is probably, despite the fact that the breath of the Prophet is sweet, but yet he still cleans it. Then he looks up, he's seen the firmament. The first verse he starts to recite, "Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi wa ikhlaqil layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab alladhina yadhkuruna allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim wa tafakkaruna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila subhanak wa qina azaban nar." You will read it to the end of the surah Ali Imran, the 10 verses. This is the first thing he recites, contemplating with it. It's very important when you wake up, either you pray, you say your nafila with it after the first two nafila, which should be with kulia, ayyuhal kafirun, and kul Allahu ahad, say it with these 10 verses of Ali Imran. Then always watch the firmaments. Then it's not enough. Study it. Believe in it is for Allah. If somebody was to come to you, "This man, Fa," they say he's Allah. Say, "Okay, I hear." He says Allah, but he said, "We know Allah created this firmament. This man, the person that is called Allah now, which one has he created? One day some person was very arguing with me. Jesus is God. Is this? I said, fine. I said, you have a son? He said, yes. Do you want your son to also become successful like you today? He said, of course, even more successful. Which means you want him to also build a house? He said, yes. You want him to also have a car? He said, yes. Then why is it that if Allah has a son, the son has not built his own house for us to come and see it? Allah built this one for us. Where is the one that Jesus Christ has built? If you say he can't build, then you say, okay, Allah's child is weak, but your own son, you want him to be strong. What kind of judgment is that? Anybody who claims to be God, or who claims to even be near God, let him also build his own world. Let him come and take us to go and see the world. And he should also create his own human beings and put him there. But this world is created by Allah. This human beings and this animals is created by God. Anything after apart from God is created.
واختلاف الليل والنهار وما أنزل الله من السماء من رزق فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وتصريف الرياح وتصريف الرياح آيات لقوم يعقلون
واختلاف الليل والنهار وما أنزل من السماء من رزق فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وتصريف الرياح آيات لقوم يعقلون. Allah Ta'ala is now telling us the third stage after he told us about those that believe, those that are certain of what they believe in. This is the third stage. وَيَخْلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. And in the alternation of the night and day, وَمَا أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ رِزْقٍ. And what Allah has sent down from the firmament of sustenance for you. وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ. And the movement of the wind. وَمَا أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ رِزْقٍ فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. What Allah has sent down of sustenance, and he, with it, he is able to bring the earth to life after the earth dies. وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ. And the wind that is pushing and making to go wherever they should go. Ayatun, all this, there are numerous, marvelous signs in them. Become Yaqilun. For those people, those nations who are always contemplating, Yaqilun, using their intellect to contemplate. Allah is telling us now that look at Ikhtilafu Layl wa Nahiri. How do you come about by alternation of night and day? Allah has told you now. He has mentioned three groups. Mu'minin, Mu'kinin, Alazina Ya'akilun. The first set, they believe. Second set, they are certain. The third set, not only are they certain, they are thinking of the creations of Allah to bring out something in it. One day, Miqdad bin Aswad, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahabat of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he went to Sayyidina Abu Huraira. Sayyidina Abu Huraira was telling him, At-tafakkuri sa'atan khairun min ibadati sanat. Contemplating for a moment, contemplation of a moment is better than 1 year's worship. Contemplation of a moment is better than 1 year's worship. From there, he was astonished. He went to Hebrul Ummati. He went to the knowledgeable one of the Ummah, of this Ummah, Abdullah ibn Abbas. And Abdullah ibn Abbas He was asking him in relation to this. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, "At-tafakkur sa'atan khairun min ibadati sab'asinin." Contemplation of a moment is better than worship of 7 years. He left him to Siddiq al-Ummati, to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, to ask him. Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, "No. At-tafakkur sa'atan khairun min ibadati sab'in sana." A moment of contemplation is better than worship of 70 years. He said, "No, this is too, there's too much disparity." He went to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Miqdad, what is it?" He said, "I went to say Abu Huraira. He told me that a moment contemplation is better than a worship of 1 year." Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas said, "It's better than worship of 7 years." Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, "It's better than worship of 70 years. He said, "Is that what they said?" He said, "Yes." "Go and call all of them." He went and called all of them. Prophet said, "Abu Huraira," he said, "contemplation, a moment's contemplation is better than worship of 1 year." He said, "Yes. What do you contemplate on? What is it that you are contemplating on that makes it to be like that?" He said, "He contemplates on the heaven, on the heaven and earth." "Okay, you are correct. You, Ibn Abbas, what do you contemplate on?" Sayyidina Abu Huraira said, "He contemplates on like this ikhlaf al-layl wa nahir. This is what he contemplates on the firmament, on the earth. How is it that this changes, that changes, this one changes?" Abdullah ibn Abbas said, "Oh Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, my own, I'm contemplating on this life that I'm in and what is after life and after death." "Then you are correct. But you, Sayyidina Abu Bakr," he said, "my contemplation is not on all this. I am contemplating on the Ummah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam." The difficulty there, having an understanding this religion, the problem they will face on the Day of Judgment, and I'm praying, how can Allah make me to have enough strength so that I go and cover the whole of hell with my strength? Not a single person in the Ummah of the Prophet will enter hell. He said, the difference is in what people are contemplating in. So those contemplating on the creations of the earth, you can see. Those are contemplating on themselves and the life after that, you can see. Then those contemplating on the Ummah, you can see. That's why Imam Busiri, he said, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "Huwa al-ayatul kubura limu'tabirin, wa huwa al-ni'matul uzma limu'tanin." If you want to contemplate, Allah has marvelous signs, astonishing signs, miracles, but none is up to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. "Huwa al-ayatul kubura." For anybody who wants to contemplate, the biggest sign in the creation to contemplate about is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you want to get a moment contemplation that will give you the biggest achievement, is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is why all of us, let us see. Look at NASA. You know NASA. You don't know NASA? National Aeronautic and Space Administration of the United States. Just to study the Earth and the space, it was formed in 1958. After, in 1957, the Russians went to the space. America said, how? They set up this body. And one of our sheikhs used to assist them in their calculation. Sheikh Umar Sanda. In Nigeria here, he used to assist NASA in their calculation when they are going to shoot their satellites. Because he knew a lot about this, the firmament. He knew beyond the firmament. He knew the Malakut very well. And he used to come to this university to come and give a lecture to us when we invite him before he passed away. NASA spending huge billions of dollars every year just to study the space to get big telescopes to be able to see. And this is what Allah is asking us to do. And contemplating on these things, to know that as you are sitting in this earth now, it's moving at a speed of over 100,000 kilometers an hour. The earth is moving like that now. Because you get the season of the year. How? Why is there dry season now? There's rainy season now. Then tomorrow there is heat, there's perspiration. Because the earth itself is not completely round. It's a bit oval. And it's running and it's orbiting the sun at a speed of over 100,000 kilometers an hour. That's how we are moving now. Are you seeing me shaking? Are you seeing me shaking? Then from it, the earth itself is revolving in its own orbit, in its own axis, at a speed of nearly 2,000 kilometers an hour. It's revolving, pa. So as we are now, the earth is revolving and is also moving. Because of this revolving, it will face the sun, and then you have the day. Then it will gently move away from the sun, then you go and have the night. That's ikhtilaf layl wa nahar. Allah designed all this. And you say you don't believe? One day, somebody was discussing, preaching, like this Darwin's theory, this useless theories. Only theories, pa. Postulation, they're not even up to postulations. Trying to convince people that there is no God. Then one man there said, all you are saying, I've seen something more miraculous than that. So what is it, sir? One day I was sitting by the sea and I saw one tree. It just removed its crown. All the branches just removed. The trunk just came down. The trunk made itself into wood. And all the wood arranged themselves. Nails came and pinned them together and it became a boat. And people just entered it and it started sailing by itself. The man said, how can you say that? It's not possible, sir. If the ordinary boat in the sea is not possible to make itself, the whole of this creation, nobody is sustaining it, and it's going like that. What kind of common sense intelligence do you have? You, look at us sitting down here. If your handset has a small problem, that's all. But every day you come out, you see the sky, you see the sun, you see the moon. لا شمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار. All وكل فلك يسبق. All are going the way they are supposed to go. Yet you say you don't believe somebody is created, and it's not only created, looking after it because it's continuously. واختلاف الليل والنهار وما أنزل من السماء من رزق and all our sustenance وفي السماء رزقكم وما توعدون. All the sustenance that we have, our food, it comes from the firmament. Allah said, and I bring the earth to life after it is dead. Because every year you go, you take your seed, you bury it as if it's dead. You see it sprouts. That's how you also come out on the day of judgment after you have been buried. And you see the wind moving, bringing the rain, bringing the seeds, pollinating, doing all that. But here, this particular marvelous signs are for those that are using their brain to think. So let us be among those that believe. And let's work on our belief until we are certain of our belief. And let's use our brain to think. That's why thinking capacity increases as you are a child. It increases until you get, and it continues to increase. That's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was telling us, "Itlubul ilma min al mahadi min al lahadi." Seek for knowledge from your cradle to your grave, because you will find out that you are, as you are going, you have more to learn each second. When you find out there is nothing you are learning, then you are dead already. Because what you have to learn is so much. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Knowledge that you have been given is so tiny, infinitesimal.
Which one have you learned? We are telling you now of NASA. We also have National Geographers. In the case of National Geographers, they go on the earth, they go to the sea, they bring you aquatics, all that is, and you see their life, see the marvel that Allah has created. This is what the Quran is asking us to go and look at, not a miracle that is passing away now. Somebody tell you, no, I can perform miracle. Which miracle? I can enter a place, nobody sees me. Then after tomorrow, what happens? These are not miracles. Look at real miracle. You are a miracle. You yourself, you are a universe of yourself. Every element in art is inside you. Up to diamond is inside the human being. Look at your hair. Look at your eyes. Look at how message is taken to your brain. Look at how it is delivered. Look at how you talk. Look at how the mouth opens. And look at this word, La ilaha illallah. Made up of only three letters. Alif, Lam, and Ha. Close your lips, you can still say La ilaha illallah. Instantly after closing your lips. Because you don't need the lips to say Alif. You don't need to say it to say A, or La, or Ha. Only the tongue you need. It's the easiest thing to pronounce, because you don't need your lips to pronounce it. You don't need to open your mouth even. Only your tongue is needed to pronounce La ilaha illallah. The same way the Quran is easy. Let us always be contemplating. Don't waste time in looking at other people's work. How much have you done? You are in an examination hall. You are writing your paper. You are looking for answers. And you have time to go and be quarreling with somebody else that his answer is wrong. Do you have common sense? Do you know whether you're going to pass yourself? All these people that you see, they are talking of bidia, bidia, bidia. They don't know what they are in this world for. They are ignorant of what brought them. They are negligent of what brought them to the world. We are in this world for us, liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. For us to take time to arrive at a destination, wherever you arrive at, the height you arrive at is your height forever in the hereafter. You never increase more than that again. And they are busy quarreling. The work you have to do, if you have time, please, do a lot of zikr. Do a lot of salati on the Prophet. Contemplate on this man, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You yourself, what were you before you came to this world? Try to know it. Because you didn't just come. The Prophet told us that your soul was brought from somewhere. That your soul, what was it before it came to this world? Try to know it. Allah is asking us to know ourselves. وفي خلقكم وما يبث من دابة. Allah said, try to contemplate on yourself. This is the Quran. Let us study the Quran. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah grant us knowledge of the Quran. May Allah make our knowledge to be increasing every second. And the best way, read the Quran, do a lot of zikr. Put always the Prophet in your mind and always be thankful to God. May Allah make us to be thankful. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah forgive our ulama. May Allah repair this country for us. All the difficult things that are difficult in this country, may Allah make it good for us. Whatever is wrong, may Allah repair it for us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala lead our leaders aright. May He assist them to go aright. May Allah make us to be pious people in this world. May Allah make us to be close to the Prophet in this world. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the best place in the hereafter. May Allah reward the Prophet for us. What we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, the houses we will stay in, what we are going to rent, may Allah provide all for us. May Allah provide all our needs. May He bless our country. May He bless our land. May He bless the Muslims. May He put the Muslims above non-Muslims. All the enemies of Islam, may Allah destroy them. All those that are assisting Islam, may Allah assist them. All those that are bringing confusion into Islam, may Allah weaken them. May Allah make us to leave this world with kalima. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين امين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما اغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره بالدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين